If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
The battle for Mariupol.
Holdout Ukrainian forces are struggling to make a last stand.
Man accused of posing as federal agents indicted.
Now a grand jury has brought new charges.
Wildfire in northern Arizona. Hundreds flee.
Some houses did burn in our neighborhood.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Thousands of Ukrainian troops and civilians are under siege this morning in the southeastern port city of Mariupol. Russia bombed a steelworks plant there overnight as it enters a new phase of the war. Correspondent Charlie Daggett is in Ukraine.
A city torn apart after weeks of bombardment. Residential neighborhoods flattened. Beneath the Azovstal Iron and Steelworks plant, women and children huddled together in bomb shelters, too terrified to attempt an escape. A Ukrainian Marine makes a desperate plea. We're facing our last days, if not last hours. The enemy outnumbers us 10 to 1. Russian soldiers surround the steel plant, hunting down remaining fighters. Russia has intensified attacks along a 500-mile front line, advancing forward and reinforcing regions already under occupation, including the hard-fought Zaporizhzhia nuclear facility, Europe's largest.
The UN says 5 million Ukrainians have now fled their country. Here in the U.S., prosecutors have laid out more evidence against two men accused of posing as Homeland Security agents. Correspondent Catherine Herridge says they're facing new charges.
The 27-page indictment shows the two defendants, Arian Taherzadeh and Haider Ali, face multiple counts, including the false impersonation of an officer or employee of the United States and the unlawful possession of a large-capacity ammunition feeding device, in this case, one Glock magazine and five Sig Sauer magazines. The government alleges the defendants sought to ingratiate themselves with their D.C. neighbors in law enforcement by posing as Homeland Security agents. One of the lingering questions is whether the scheme was designed to collect information for the benefit of a foreign intelligence service.
The Biden administration says it may appeal a federal judge's ruling that struck down the government's mask mandate this week. The Department of Justice says it would only act if the CDC decides it's necessary to extend the rule. Firefighters in northern Arizona say the flames reached more than 100 feet in the air. Hundreds of people have been forced from their homes near Flagstaff.
Some houses did burn in our neighborhood, in our vicinity. The fire jumped our house and burned a house down the road. So, yeah, it's pretty surreal.
Highway 89, the main north-south road, has been shut down. Prince Harry is talking about his reunion with his grandmother, the Queen. CBS's Vicky Barker says the interview is setting off shockwaves in the UK.
Prince Harry telling NBC's Today Show the Queen was in fine form when he saw her at Windsor Castle last week.
She's got a great sense of humor with me, and I'm just making sure that she's, you know, protected and got the right people around her.
Whoa, protected? Right people around her?
Is he talking about Her Majesty the Queen's family who are around her? Is he talking about her courtiers? There's a lot to unpick.
Royal analyst Roya Nika says the barb appeared intentional. It's just not clear who the intended target was. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Julian Assange has just lost a round in his bid to avoid extradition from England to the U.S. A British judge has formally approved his transfer. The country's interior minister takes up the case next. The WikiLeaks founder faces charges of publishing thousands of secret U.S. files.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Florida's governor has taken another step toward punishing Disney for criticizing a new state law that restricts teaching on gender identity and sexual orientation.
Governor Ron DeSantis says with lawmakers in special session to deal with redistricting,
they also will be considering termination of all special districts that were enacted in Florida prior to 1968.
That law allows Disney World to govern itself. It was enacted to entice Disney to build here. DeSantis has pushed to repeal it ever since Disney spoke out against what critics call the Don't Say Gay law. DeSantis' announcement came at the Villages, a Republican-heavy special district that came after his cutoff date. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
Netflix says it's exploring changes to its subscription services after reporting its first quarterly subscriber loss ever.
I'm not going to have as much fun watching as planned.
Anyone who wants to sign up to see hit shows like Squid Game could join at a lower rate if they're willing to watch ads, as Netflix grapples with stiffer competition from rival streamers. Johnny Depp took the stand and testified against his ex-wife, Amber Heard, at court in Fairfax County, Virginia. He's suing for defamation after the actress wrote about being a victim of domestic abuse in an op-ed in the Washington Post.
Never did I myself reach the point of striking Ms. Heard in any way?
Depp says Heard's claims have destroyed his Hollywood career. An NBA legend is opening up about his personal life. Shaquille O'Neal takes full responsibility for his 2011 divorce from ex-wife Shawnee on the Pivot podcast.
She was awesome. She really was. It was all me. I was just, look, I wasn't protecting her and protecting those vows. So I'm not going to say it was her. It was all me.
Shaq says the worst part was coming home to an empty 76,000 square foot house and not hearing his kids playing. The Suns lost last night's NBA playoff game to the Pelicans, 125-114, but CBS's Jamie Yukas says one team member is playing for much more than a series win.
Phoenix Suns center Bisback Biyombo is one in a million.
When I'm set on something, nobody's changing my mind.
The 11-year NBA veteran is giving up his entire salary this season, $1.3 million, to build a hospital in his home country, the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
What did your agent say?
Okay, I get to work.
Really?
Yes.
Biyombo has already established schools and basketball academies, but he feels the most urgent need is health care.
There's only one doctor for 10,000 people in the Congo.
Isn't it crazy? If your loved one going to the hospital, they have a higher chance of dying than surviving.
Hope and inspiration from a basketball giant with an even bigger heart.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great-tasting, high-quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
There's new evidence college grads are haunted by student loans years later.
A new Bankrate.com report shows that a high percentage of Gen Z and millennials who've taken on student debt have put off other major expenses because of it. Analyst Greg McBride.
74% of Gen Z borrowers, 68% of millennial borrowers have delayed financial decisions as a result of their student loan debt.
That means extra cash for emergencies, buying a home, or retirement are put on hold.
For many, it just means that savings is delayed, but in the long run, it will result in the ability to save even more.
McBride says many people don't regret getting a degree. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
This is April 20th, known as 420 in cannabis culture.
So what, we smoke weed?
Pot aficionados celebrate the 1970s when a group of California teenagers lit up at 420 every afternoon. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.